兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends. Good morning.
很高兴今天跟各位在一起来敬拜。
I'm so happy to worship our Lord with you today.
今天看到一些真的整整十五个月没见到面的弟兄姐妹。
Today I get to see faces, some of the faces I haven't seen in 15 months.
在荧幕上有看到你们的脸了。
Well, to be fair, I did see your faces on screen.
今天是立体的 3D 看见你们的呈现。
But today you are here in person in 3D. And then I can even touch you.
你是真的吗？
Are you real?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天在正道之前有一个很快的报告，我是一个也是一个很高兴的报告。
And before the sermon today, I have a quick and very uplifting announcement.
长执会在过去的这个几周当中，这个几个月当中呢，我们已经预备提名两位新的弟兄姐妹参加做执事。
In the past several months, the elder and deacons council we nominated two brothers and sisters.And sister to be,
女人也可以做执事，OK， 这是合圣经的，所以可以，我们可以讲很清楚。
Yes, even sister, both sister and brother can be nominated.
Right. 那为什么说是提名呢？
Why do I say it's nominated?
因为是长执会的弟兄姐妹，经过了许多个月，甚至超过一年以上的时间祷告考虑过的。
Because this is after many months, or even more than a year's prayer among our elders and deacons.
而他们的提名是提名到弟兄姐妹们的面前。
And they will nominate these two candidates in front of all the brothers and sisters.
这两位弟兄姐妹大概五百年前是一家人，都姓陈。
This brother and this sister, according to Chinese tradition, you can say they are one family 500 years ago.
如今他们不是血缘上的亲人，但主内都是亲人了。
Yeah, so they have the same family name, even though they might not be related in blood, but they are one family in Christ.
是陈凯弟兄和陈丽姐妹。
So the brother and sister is Kai Chen and Li Chen.
Right. 所以呢，提名在这众弟兄姐妹们面前，因为执事的服事就是在弟兄姐妹们当中的服事。
So the reason why we nominate, we present these two candidates before all the brothers and sisters is because their service is for all the brothers and sisters.
他们要学习带领弟兄姐妹们。
They will learn how to lead brothers and sisters.
但是他们是要学习以仆人的心服事弟兄姐妹们，服事主，以一个仆人的姿态在服事。
And they need to learn how to serve with humility, how to serve brothers and sisters in God.
所以需要你们的认可。
So they need your acknowledgement and approval.
所以呢，我们教会的传统就是，当执事被提名之后，有六个月的一个试验的期间。
So, according to our church's tradition, after they are nominated to be new deacons, they will
testing period
for 6 months.
Right. 这两位弟兄姐妹在我们当中以准执事的身份服事，预备执事的身份服事。
So there will be
deacons in training.
Deacons in training and serve us in the 6 months.
有些新的名词，我们开始习惯用它们。
Yeah, I'm learning every day the terminology.
大家都一起学呀。那在六个月之后呢，弟兄姐妹们认可，那长执们就能够很喜乐的，我们众教会一起来指派他们。
So after the 6 months as deacons in training, then we want to welcome them. After the approval from brothers and sisters, we want to welcome them into the service.
那这个试验期跟试用期是不一样的。
So the testing period is different
than like a
probation period,
right?我们不是在试用他们。
It's not a probation.
我们是让弟兄姐妹们配合着他们服事，看着他们的人品。
It is for the purpose that brothers and sisters can observe their character, can look at their service.
与他们认识，与他们交流。
And get to know them and communicate with them.
那在这当中，你们有任何的反馈，有任何的意见，你们可以向长子们反映。
And during this time, if you have any feedback, any comments, feel free to communicate to all the deacons and elders.
所以我们很高兴神为我们预备了合适的弟兄姐妹们，在他们灵命的成长上面，在跟随主的这个道路上面，他们有一颗服事的心。
We are so grateful that in their spiritual growth, brothers and sisters have this maturity, have this growth to have this willingness to serve brothers and sisters.
所以当你们在为教会的长子们祷告的时候，也特别为陈凯和陈丽祷告。
So when you pray for our elders and deacons, please remember 陈凯和陈丽。
好，那今天呢，我们的正道，我们回去到哥林多前书，我们的解经正道系列。
So today we are going back to our expositional series on 1 Corinthians.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道，在教会当中，我们是非常的坚立神的话语，注重神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, you know that how firmly we uphold and emphasize God's word in this church.
神的话语是他给我们的启示。
We know that God's word is the revelation of His will to us.
我们知道神的话语是带给我们应许的。
We know God's word can give us His promises.
我们知道神的话语是带给我们生命的。
We know God's word gives us life.
我们知道神的话语是带给我们祝福的。
We know God's word gives us blessings.
但是同样呢，我们知道神的话是会定罪我们的。
But we also know that God's word can bring conviction.
神的话是能够让我们看见我们自己生命当中黑暗的部分。
God's word can shine and reveal the darkness in our life.
神的话有的时候就像那外科手术的那把刀一样，外科医师的那把刀一样。
So sometimes God's word is like the
scalpel
in surgeon's hand.
为了要将我们生命当中身体里面的这个病和这个毒除掉，它会需要切入。
So sometimes it has to cut into our life so that He can remove the malignant tumor or bad part.
所以虽然知道神的话语是完美的，是我们喜悦的。
So even though we understand that God's word is perfect and is pleasant.
但是我们也常知道在医治的过程当中，神的话会是让我们感觉有痛楚的。
But we also need to understand during the process of healing, God's word might cause some pain.
可是没有人喜欢痛。
Nobody likes pain.
过去几个月当中，我们家的十几岁的孩子，他们要打这个疫苗。
In the past couple of months, our teenagers know that they have to receive vaccination.
他决定要去打。
They decided they want to get a shot.
可是在他们脑海当中最重要的就是他在问，就在问，一直在问，到底要多痛。
But up in front, in their mind is they keep asking, is it going to be painful? How painful is it going to be?
那你刚讲没有不痛嘛。
So if you tell them, no, it's not going to be painful at all.
可是在他们的人生经验当中。
But in their life experience,
打针就是痛嘛，从小就知道打针是痛。
It's always painful.
所以他不相信你。
To receive shots,
你不能跟他说不痛。
So they don't really believe you.
所以我就跟他讲，就像蚊子叮一样。
So I told them it's like a mosquito bite.
他不相信。
They still don't believe.
我说好像我拳头这样打你一下，痛一下就过了。
And then I demonstrate just like how I hit you, just for once, temporary.
Yeah, the pain go away, right? 那个痛一下就过去了。但这是对你有好处的。
But it is good for you.
打完了以后，我们家老二他说，一点都不痛嘛。
So after the shot, my daughter said, it doesn't hurt at all.
所以你看，以前小时候觉得痛，哎，奇怪，人长大了以后肉厚实了就不痛了。
So you see, so it might be painful when you were little, but when as you grow up, it doesn't hurt.
我说你现在记得啊。
So I asked her, now you remember?
你以后不论任何的情形之下需要打针的时候，你就记得打针是不痛的。
So now you need to know that going forward, whenever you receive shot,
那当然没事不会去打针，你是因为为了要自己的健康，对不对？你才会去打针。
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt as much. So of course, we don't want to get shot for no reason. It is for our health.
对，你不会没事去找痛。
You would not look for pain.
但是你为了自己的好处，你知道这个痛过去了以后是带来医治，是带来复原的。
But you will endure pain because you know it will bring it will heal you. It's good for your health.
那因为我们教会众弟兄姐妹，包括刘长老和我自己，我们对神的话语是这么的执着。
So because Pastor Alex and I and also all the brothers and sisters really emphasize God's word.
所以我们就说，我们讲神的话，我们就照着神的话，我们就逐句逐节逐章的我们去看，我们去学。
So since we begin the expositional series, we look at God's word, and so we look at God's word, chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
这个决心是很壮大的。
This is a great determination.
可是呢，有时候啊，会碰到挑战。
But sometimes we face challenges.
今天就是这个挑战。
Today is one of the challenges.
今天我们在哥林多前书进入到了第十一章，这一段是第二节到第十六节。
So today we get to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12 to 16.
这段经文，许多的人，甚至你自己看这个经文的时候，在上面有一个小小的一个标题，他说是讲到什么？
If you read this passage, you see the heading.What is the heading?
讲到女人蒙头的事情。
This is a passage about head coverings for women.
而这段经文里面也有许许多多的描述，对我们今天现代的人来说，不容易明白，不容易接受。
And there are many other descriptions in this passage. It can be a challenge for us to understand in today's society.
几周前刘长老跟我说，没问题，我要讲女人蒙头。如果该轮到我，我就讲女人蒙头。
So several weeks ago, Pastor Alex said, no problem. If it's my turn to preach on head coverings, I'll do it.
没想到他讲出这句话的时候，他已经知道他不会讲这一段经文。
But he knew that it's not his turn.
很高干啊。
So it doesn't matter that he pledged.
他有这么大的信心，那我当然也是，如果该我讲嘛。
So, well, I need to match his faith. It's my turn, and I will preach it.
三天前我还跟 Cindy 讲，我说可能我就不讲这一段了。
So even 3 days ago, I told my wife maybe I will skip this passage.
准备两天之后，我说这个不行，我不能讲这一段。
So after 2 days of preparation, I said no, there is no way I can't preach on this.
我在神的面前祷告。
So I pray in front of God.
我说我要改变这个跑道吗？
And I say, should I change course?
也不是不行。
It's not required.
可是我说神啊，我们对你话语的定义，我们要看见你话语今天对你的儿女，对这世上的人所要说的这个真理到底是什么，我们愿意去做你的出口。
But I think, I pray before God, we want to see your heart in your word and what its application and relevance is for today's society and people.
弟兄姐妹，这一段经文对我们今天，特别是属神的儿女、神的教会来说，是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this passage for today's church, especially the godly brothers and sisters, it's very important.
是再切身不过的。
It is most relevant.
这跟我们做人道德上面怎么样子去持守有关。
It's relevant to how we, to our moral conduct.
这跟我们怎么样去教育我们的孩子有关。
It is also relevant to how we raise up our children.
这跟我们今天在我们的婚姻、在我们的家庭当中，怎么样能够得到和乐、满足有关。
It is relevant.To how we can experience harmony and satisfaction in our family and marriage.
可是这里面神话语的教导却跟我们今天在我们的社会大环境上面，包括我们自己经历上面的一些思想概念，很多时候是互相抵触的。
But the passage also seems to be contradicting to a lot of the ideas and trends in today's society or even our own thinking.
我自己知道。
I know myself.
因为当我在看这段经文的时候，这些冲突，这些冲击就呈现在我的脑海当中。
Because as I read this passage, these conflicts, these contradictions present themselves in my mind.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天我们慢慢的看。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us examine this passage slowly.
我们慢慢的学习顺从神的话，顺从圣灵的引领，我们来认识了解神在我们人身上的心意。
Let us learn gradually, God's will and God's design in His Word, so we can gradually, submit to His Word.
Yeah. 弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天在男人与女人当中有很大很大的争斗。
Today there is a great battle between the sexes.
很多的纷争，很多的对抗。
There are many conflicts. There are many differences.
从大环境来讲
，in the macro environment.
女性觉得在待遇上面受到男性的不平等待遇。
The female gender feels like there is great inequality or injustice, in the treatment by male.
工作上面的机会。
Employment opportunities.
晋升的机会。
Promotion opportunities,
做带头做管理的机会
and leadership positions.
有些时候在学习这个学术上面也受到排挤
and sometimes they even feel like unfair treatment in academia.
甚至在孩子的成长过程当中
even in the growth of children,
好像男孩的受到的待遇比女孩受到的待遇更好
seems likeBoys get treated better than girls.
大家都喜欢男孩，好像比较不重视女孩。
There is a tendency to favor boys and than girls.
但是今天世代不一样啊。
But it's a new age now.
女人要抬头了。
Female rise up.
是不是多年的不平等，多年的这个不是讲多年呐、啊，几世纪、几世代的不平等待遇。
Years or even centuries or generations of inequality.
几世纪几世代受到男人的这个大男人主义的压榨。
The oppression from the male gender in the past centuries or generations.
在全世界各样各国的民族风俗民情当中，包括今天甚至在美国当中都有这样的现象，这是不能否认的。
It's undeniable. There is such a phenomenon across the world in different cultures and countries, including U.S.
但是今天呢，女人有受到高等教育。
But today's women, they receive higher education.
女人能力，你可以说跟男人一样强，甚至常常是比男人更强的。
They are equally or even more capable than men.
女人，你可以说跟男人一样聪明，甚至常常是比男人更聪明的。
They are equally or even more intelligent than men.
这是我自己可以这样承认。
I can admit that.
他们有了教育，有了机会，他们有他们的才能，他们有他们的这个智慧，他们有机会。
So they have.Education, opportunities, talent, ability, and intelligence.
他不愿意被人踏在脚下。
They no longer want to be stomped upon.
他不愿意被人排挤。
They don't want to be pushed aside.
他不愿意被人小看。
They don't want to be looked down upon.
那说不愿意被别人，这个别人是谁啊？
So who are the others who look down on them.
就是这世界的另一半的人。
So that's the other half of the population.
男人。
Men.
今天因为大家要讲平等。
So today we uphold equality.
追求自由，追求平等。
We pursue freedom and equality.
在男人与女人当中，在这两性当中，就有许许多多的争斗。
And therefore, there is struggle between the two sexes.
是不是在社会上面我们看得见？
Don't you see that in today's society?
在不论是欧美各国当中，我们在大环境里面看到有这样的情形。
We not only see this in Western countries.
事实上，东亚各国里面现在的社会当中，我们也看见有相同的情形。
We also see similar phenomenon in Asian countries.
不但是在大环境，在社会上面我们看到这样，在家庭里面同样我们遇到同样的问题。
So we not only see this in our environment in the big society, we also notice that in our families.
男人要做主。
Men wants to be in charge.
所以丈夫跟妻子说，你只要听我的就好。
So husband tell wife to listen to him.
那妻子有些什么想法，有些什么意见，甚至有些什么反对。
But wife also has her own opinions and sometimes not the same idea as the husband.
她提出来。
And she will bring it up.
丈夫就说你不顺服。
Then husband will say, then where is your submission?
那有些妻子呢，就发现我不为我自己刚强啊，没人会替我说话。
So some wives discover that I have to speak up for myself or nobody will listen to me.
我们今天是讲平权的。
So today we talk about equality.
所以我凭什么要听你的？
So why should I listen to you?
我自己可以去闯一个天下。
I can have my own career, my own world.
那更厉害一点的女人会说，你要来顺服我。
Even more, to a more extreme extent, women will say, you need to submit to me.
你，我听过，你以为你是什么样的人呢？
So I heard, yeah, who do you think you are?
我比你聪明，我教育比你好，我赚钱的这个能力比你多，你听我的。
I am smarter than you, I have higher education than you, and I earn more than you, so you need to submit to me.
对不对？那今天甚至我们做神的儿女的人，我们也会去想这些问题。
So today, even Christians, the children of God, we would think about these things.
今天因为要讲自由，讲平等。
So today we talk about freedom, we talk about equity.
所以今天至少在美国的社会上面，我们看见了一个情形。
So.Today, at least in the American society, we observe this phenomena.
因为男女之间，因为男女的分别，造成了这么多不好的冲突和不好的后果。
So because of the difference between men and women, as a result, we see many bad outcomes, consequences, conflicts.
我们就把男女之间的分别，我们就把它消除。
So we want to eradicate the difference or distinction between the two sexes.
是不是？以前讲说跨性别的穿着打扮。
There is a thing of unisex.
Or a cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing, oh, okay.
今天讲变性
，and there's also transgender。
然后更进一步就是，你想要是什么性别，你只要觉得你是这个性别，你就是那个性别了。
Well, it's your gender identity. Whichever sex you feel you belong to.
你觉得做女人对你有好处，你喜欢做女人，你就是女人。
If you choose to be a woman, it's good for you. Then you are a woman.
你的生理机能说你是男人还是女人无所谓。
It doesn't matter whether biologically you are man or woman.
那如果今天你觉得做男人你喜欢对你有利，那你就去做男人。
Similarly, if you feel like it's better for you to identify as male, then you are a man.
你如果不想要做男人，也不想要做女人，你就做一个无性人。
So if you don't want to be either man or woman, then you can choose to be non-binary.
为什么一定要两性呢?
Why does it have to be one or the other?
Yeah, non-binary, 我中文还不会讲呢, that's the right term. Yeah. 为什么要分两个性别呢? 是不是?
Yeah, so it's not limited to two genders.
因为这不是社会上的现象而已。
So this is not just restricted to.
你家里面如果有孩子的话，你他们现在孩子在学校里面就碰到这样的情形。
Yeah, it's not just in your environment. If your children are in a public school, they will face the problem.
孩子第一天去上课的时候。
In the first, on their first day of school.
中学的时候。
In middle school at least.
老师就会介绍我是某某人。
Teacher will introduce themselves. I am Mr. Mrs. So and so.
我喜欢你叫我是男人的他。
And my pronoun will be he.
然后另外一个老师，他可以说我喜欢你称我女人的她。
And another teacher will say, then my pronoun will be she.
然后有人可以说我喜欢你称我是一个不男不女的她。
And another will say, I prefer to be gender neutral and call me they.
他们，你不，我还不是单数，我是复数的人，我是他们。
So yeah, so I'm not a singular. I am a plural, 是不是? Right?
你们大学有没有这样子？大学现在这样吗？
Yeah, so everyone in their signature block, you have to specify your pronoun.
难怪有人今天说不能去上大学。
So no wonder some people have the idea that's boycott universities or colleges.
解决的问题不是不去上大学。
So the solution is to boycott colleges.
解决的问题不是不去上学。
So that is not the right solution.
解决的问题是我们要知道神的话语怎么样给我们方向。
The correct solution always comes from God's word. What's the direction?
然后我们能够看见神给我们的方向所带来的美好。
And then we can see the directions from God can give us blessing.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今年好像再过几周就要有四年一次的奥林匹克赛，对不对？
So in a few weeks we have Olympic Games.
当这个大家都喜欢看赛跑，当这些赛跑的选手要准备跑之前，
So many of us like to watch the race, and when the athletes prepare before the race,
他们会叫他们 到这个赛跑场上。
They are going to come to
the racetrack.
The racetrack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
每一个选手要在他们的跑道上站好，对不对？
So everyone has to get ready on their track.
然后呢，就广播了。
And then it's going to be broadcasted.
他说什么？各就各位。
Ready, set.
Or actually, take your mark, right?
Take your mark. Yeah.
各就各位，预备。
Ready, set, go.
是不是？那每一个选手在跑的时候是极尽所能的在跑啊。
So every athlete will try their best to win the race.
他是在跟他旁边的选手跑，在比，在较劲。
They compete with the athletes beside them.
可是呢，我们就发现啊，在跑步的这个每个选手当中，虽然在彼此的较劲。
But we also notice, even though they compete against each other,
可是呢，他们却不去什么，他不去骚扰隔壁选手的赛跑的这个路程。But
they would not get into the other athletes' track.
他不会去想办法让他旁边的跑道的这个选手去摔跤或去受伤。
They will not try to become an obstacle to the other athlete to cause harm.
同样在赛跑,
Similarly in a race.
不但, 而且是在竞争,
in a competition.
但是他们每一个人有他们的跑道,
but they each have their own track.
他们有每一个人他们该进入的这个位置,
they have their own position.
所以叫说他们要各就各位。
And that's why we say, mark.
Yeah, take your mark or take your place, right?
Take your place.
很多人喜欢听交响乐。
Many of us love to listen to classic music, symphony.
那你看到这种大型的交响乐团呢？今天很多人他们叫他们为什么爱乐交响乐团？
So we call them harmonics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Philharmonic, right? Orchestra. 那这种大型的乐团呢，有时候是80多人，甚至上百人的。
So these huge orchestra, they can have 80 or even 100 musicians.
他们有弦乐。
Some play strings.
小提琴、中提琴、大提琴。
Violin, viola.
他们有管乐。
And they have wind instruments.
对呀。Yeah, 巴松啊，有黑管啊。
Okay, they have bassoon.
Bassoon and clarinet.
Okay, you're testing me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. This is my fault. Yeah. 有铜乐 brass.
There are brass section.
Yeah, 就是各式各样的喇叭吹号。
So, yeah, trumpets.
Yeah, 然后他们有打击乐 percussion.
Concussion?
Percussion.
Percussion. Percussion. I am getting a concussion.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want concussion, but we want percussion.
Sorry. Percussion.
It's okay, you're good. Yeah. 这些管乐、弦乐、铜乐、打击乐，他们全部这八十多个、一百人坐在一起。
So all these different sections, different type of musicians, they sit together.
叫做交响乐团。
So it's called harmonica.
Yeah, or symphony. Yeah.
Symphony.
Yeah, Philharmonic.
Philharmonic. Yeah. Symphony.
他们的这个音乐出来是优雅的旋律
，so the music is wonderful，
动人的旋律
，beautiful melodies，
而且常常是很震撼人心的旋律
，and a lot of times it's
moving, yeah, powerful
yeah. music。
那我们大家，我想很喜欢看电影，对不对？然后有一个大家都喜欢的电影，就是这个叫做什么《复仇者联盟》。Avengers.
And there is a popular movie, Avengers.
复仇者联盟每次他们一聚集的时候
So when they are all together,
这个音乐就出现了
And the sweeping music will play.
噔噔噔噔噔噔噔
Okay. All right.
好，你们听我发这个声音，你们没感觉。
So you don't feel anything when I make the sound.
可是你看电影的时候
But when you are watching the movie,
那个声音之震撼
the music is very, very moving.
那就是这个爱乐交响乐团交织出来的音乐
That's the music created by the orchestra.
每一个音乐家 每一个这个音乐的部门
So every section in the orchestra
都有他们自己的音符，都有他们自己的旋律。
They have their own scores, their own music.
可是当他们在一起交响的时候
，But when they play together,
他们是彼此的建造。
They build up each other.
声音是非常的复杂。
The sounds can be very complex.
可是又是这么的协和。
But they can also be so harmonious in harmony.
你不会看见的是什么
？What you would not see is
是每一个人弹他们自己的音符。
They are playing their own notes.
然后彼此啊，想要做这个独奏。
And each one of them wants to play solo.
而每一个人照着他们自己想要的自由的节拍去这个吹奏。
And you wouldn't see them playing their own tune and keep their own tempo.
这样子的交响
If they play together like that,
那就不是爱乐交响
Then it's not philharmonic.
那就是噪音乱响
It is noise.
你听到的不是一个优美的、复杂的，但是动人的旋律
So what you hear is not going to be a beautiful, complex sound.
你听到的是复杂的噪音
You're going to hear complicated white noises.
是混乱的。
It's chaotic.
是你不能接受的。
It's not acceptable.
是你不愿意在这个他面前的。
You would not want to be placed in front of that kind of noise.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters.
神在造人的时候
when God creates human,
他有他的秩序。
There is an order.
他有他的设计。
There is a design.
当神在造人的时候，他造男造女。
When God create, created men and women.
男人与女人同样是照着神的形象，照着神的样式而创造的。
Both men and women were created, in God's image.
男人与女人同样是反映出神的荣耀。
Both men and women reflect God's glory.
但是今天
，But today.
因为人走离开了。走偏了神在创造当中的这个秩序。
Because we stray away from God's order and design.
我们在社会上面两性之间不再是和谐的爱乐的交响。
So in the society, we don't see men and women play this beautiful harmony.
今天我们在家中看见的不是丈夫跟妻子的爱乐的交响。
So we no longer see the harmony image or music played by husband and wife.
我们今天看见在教育孩子男孩女孩的时候，今天我们不知道该用什么正确的方式去带领他们的性格的成长。
We are at a loss when we bring up girls and boys. We don't know how to direct them.
所以虽然我们每一个人的心中所渴慕的，所向往的都是男人与女人之间，在社会上，夫妻之间，在家庭上，然后孩子的成长当中，我们愿意看见的都是这种融合、优美、满足的这种情景，我们看不见。
Even though we so desire to see a harmonious, beautiful picture in the society between men and women, in a family, between husband and wife, and in the education of our children, but we don't see them.
反而看见的是什么？
Instead, what do we see?
为了自由，为了平等。
In the name of freedom and equality.
是彼此的纷争。
We see struggles.
是彼此的分裂。
We see division.
是彼此的仇恨。
We even see hatred.
是彼此的伤害。
And we see the harm caused by
each other. 然后是一个漫无目标，不知道该如何前行的这种迷茫。
Yeah, so it's great confusion, and everybody, there is no direction.
弟兄姐妹，在哥林多前书第十一章，这里面所描述的教会情形和社会状况。
So, brothers and sisters, what's described in 1 Corinthians?About the society, about church.
两千多年前的描述。
This is a description 2,000 years ago.
跟我们今天教会、今天在世界社会上面看见的情形有相同之处。
But there is something similar we also observe in today's society and church.
今天才有女权运动、女人要抬头的这种口号吗？
Was it only today that we see the
Women's right movement, or you know, women's equality, right, being touted. 只有我们今天才看到男人因为自私的缘故有这种大男人主义的这种倾向吗？ Is it only today that we have this problematic or systemic problem of male chauvinism? 不是。
That's not the case.
两千年前，圣经里面的记载碰到同样的问题。
Even 2,000 years ago, as documented in Bible, the church faced similar problems.
这不是2021年，今天在美国社会碰到的。然后呢，上一次发生是两千年前，在这个罗马帝国里面才发生的情形啊。
And it's also not just happened 2,000 years later today in U.S. society and 2,000 years ago in the Roman society.
纵观人类历史
If you look at human history,
西方社会、东方社会、北方社会、南方社会都一样
No matter what societies you look at, Western, Eastern, Northern, or Southern, there are similar problems.
弟兄姐妹，哥林陀前书第十一章里面讲的不是女人该蒙头。
So, brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 does not talk about women need to cover their heads.
他不是说一个爱神的敬虔的妇女就要蒙头。
It does not say that if you are godly, woman, then you have to cover your head.
他是说一个爱神敬虔的妇人，女人。
It says if you are godly woman,
他会认识了解神在人身上的设计和心意。
Then she would understand, she would get to know, God's order and design.
他会了解神对于权柄、对于顺服、对于平等这三方面神的设计是什么。
She would learn God's design on authority, submission, and equality.
不但能够去认识和了解，并且他会努力的去学习并遵从。
Not only they will learn and understand, they will also try to learn to follow and practice.
为什么我说我们今天我们慢慢的去来看神的话？
Why did I say we want to examine God's word slowly today?
因为我们慢慢的去看，我们才能够慢慢的去认识神话语的美好。
Because as we read God's word slowly, we can gradually get to understand how wonderful God's word is.
我们才能够慢慢的调整我们的心态，然后去看见神为什么是这样子，有他美好美善的设计。
So that we can gradually adjust our mindset and our attitude to see why God designed this way.
我盼望我们慢慢的看，我们才不会去误解神的话。
So I really hope we examine God's word slowly so that we do not misunderstand God's word.
那我要慢慢的说，免得你们误解我的话。
So I also preach slowly so that you will not misinterpret what I'm saying.
这一段经文不只是讲到一个敬虔的女人。
This passage is not only talking about a godly woman.
这里面同样讲到一个敬虔的男人。
It also refers to a godly man.
一个敬虔的男人需要认识了解神在人的设计上面他的心意是什么。
A godly man also need to understand God's design, God's order between man and woman.
一个爱神一个敬虔的男人需要知道神在权柄顺服和平等上面他的心意是什么。
A godly man who loves God also needs to understand God's design of authority, submission, and equality.
我知道今天现代人没人喜欢听权柄和顺服。
I know nobody wants to listen to authority, submission.
我们只喜欢听平等。
We want the only word we want to listen to is equality.
我知道。
I know that.
我也是自己如此。
I myself is like that sometimes.
但是如果神在他的创造当中，神在他完美的旨意当中，他设计设立了权柄、顺服和平等的这三方面，是不是我们要去认识、了解，然后我们去追求？
But if God in His creation, in His perfect will, designed for us to understand authority, submission, and equality, then we will need to understand it and pursue it.
在我个人的观察当中，
In my personal observation,
包括自己，我自己在我婚姻里面我所学习的，
including what I learned in my own marriage,
包括在教会看见各个弟兄姐妹们我们在神面前的成长，
including what I observe, brothers and sisters.Growth, spiritual growth in church.
我可以，弟兄姐妹，我可以很客观，也很实际的有这样的一个个人的结论吧。
So I can make a objective and practical conclusion.
爱主的姊妹
，God loving sister.
在学习神的心意和在学习顺服上面非常的尽力。
They tried very hard. They make sincere efforts in learning God's will.
做了很多牺牲。
They make a lot of sacrifices.
那有些是应该的牺牲，可能有些是冤枉的牺牲。
Some are reasonable, some are not.
但不管怎么样是牺牲。
And no matter what, they made sacrifices.
而且他们努力，因为他们爱主。
They tried very hard because they love God.
但是弟兄们呢？
But on the other hand, the brothers,
包括我自己在内,
myself included,
观念上面、知识上面知道，我要学习做头，我要学习有权柄。
We understand this concept, this idea that we learn to be a leader, we learn to be the head.
但是我对于做头和使用权柄的这个概念是我个人的或是人为的，而不是照着神的心意去做的。
But the way I practice being a head, being having authority is according to my own interpretation, not according to God's will.
所以我需要在神的话语面前需要臣服。
Therefore, I need to learn how to submit myself to God's word.
神，你要我怎么样去学习？
And ask God how you want me to learn.
男人女人都是如此。
This applies to both men and women.
大人是如此，青少年也是如此。
This also applies to adults and youth.
所以保罗在这边他有提到女人要蒙头的事情。
So yes, Paul mentioned that women should cover their head.
但是他讲到蒙头的这件事情是说，因为在当时的文化社会上面，蒙头代表了一个女人和一个男人和一个夫妻和一个教会对神话语和他对于权柄顺从和平等的观念有了正确的认识的一个表现。
But in his command that women cover their head, it's because of in their culture, in that time and age, when women cover their head, that's symbolic that they have a true understanding of God's design and order.
Yeah. 我记得几年前有人来问我。
I remember years ago, a person asked me.
他说：“长老，长老。
”Pastor.
我太阳大，我戴了一顶帽子来教会。
So I wear a hat to church because of the sun.
他说，可是有姐妹跟我讲说，在教会不应该戴帽子。
But some sisters pointed out that you shouldn't wear hats in church.
因为说戴帽子不礼貌。
Because it's not polite.
是不是如此？他说，长老，是不是教会有这样的规定
？So he asked me whether church has this rule.
我说没有这样的规定啊。
I said there is no such a rule.
在西方社会里面，好像是有一个你入座或你进到室内，你要把帽子拿下来的这种礼节。
So maybe it's a Western etiquette for you to take off your hat when you enter into a house.
我说我们教会没有这样的规定啊。
But it's not a rule of our church.
你可能你头冷，可能你头发没梳。可能太阳大，你要戴帽就戴吧。
So if you feel cold or whether you want to hide your haircut, and so feel free to wear a hat.
这个姐妹很好玩，她说：“可长老不是圣经上面讲说女人要戴盖头的吗？我这盖头，我属灵哎。”
So yeah, and the sister went further. She said, "It's actually according to scripture. I need to cover my head, so it's actually biblical."
我说，圣经里面讲的这个盖头不是戴帽子。
So I told her, the head covering referred to in Bible does not mean that you wear a hat.
所以我们可以很清楚来看，这里面所讲的是你怎么样在对神的权柄顺服和平等上面，你怎么样，我们怎么样在神在两性之间的设计和安排有正确的了解，而有什么样的呈现，这个是重点。
So we can see that the focus is not on head covering.Per se, it is on how you understand God's design of authority, submission, and equality, and then you demonstrate it, you act it out.
弟兄姐妹，今天只有属神的儿女，因为有神的话，有圣灵的感动，我们能够活出神的设计。
So today, only God's children who understand God's design can live out God's design and order.
所以我们今天只讲两点。
So we only want to make two points today.
你看很有意思的是什么？第二节，保罗在跟哥林多的信徒在讲这个很重要的题目的时候，他同样说什么？我称赞你们，因为你们凡事纪念我，你们又坚守我所传给你们的。
So what's interesting, in verse 2 is when Paul wrote to this church, he said, I commend you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions even as I deliver them to you.
因为哥林多的信徒是一群爱主的信徒。
Because the Corinthian Christians, they love God.
他们尊重神的话。
They respect God's word.
他们愿意在生活上面能够呈现出属神儿女的样式。
They're willing to live out the image of God's children.
跟我们一样。
They are like us.
可是保罗知道他要提出的这个重点啊，是不容易接受的。
But Paul knew the point he was trying to make is challenging.
但是我们必须要去学习和接受。
But we must learn and accept.
对，所以我们也是用这样同样的心态，我们来看这段经文。
So with the same mindset and attitude, we will read the passage.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天要如何能够抵制今天这个属人的、属世界的、不合神心意的各种的风俗习惯？
So today, brothers and sisters, how do we resist the kind of tradition or trend in today's society?
我们今天怎么样能够各就各位？然后呢，去活出神在创造当中两性之间的那种美好。
So how can we be on our mark to live out the beautiful design God has for men and women?
First, 第一，我们要能够坚守神在男女之间所制定的秩序和设计。
First, we need to uphold God's order and design between men and women.
弟兄姐妹，男女是有别的。
Brothers and sisters, men and women are different.
当我讲这句话的时候，我心里面都也不知道怎么有什么样的感觉。
I don't know how to feel when I say this sentence.
我需要说男女有别吗？
Do I even need to say men and women are different?
长老，你不用讲了，我知道男女有别。
So some of you might say this goes without saying. I know men and women are different.
但是不是 goes without saying, 对不对？今天的社会上面就不是如此，男女是。没有不同的。
But in today's society, it's not goes without saying. Some people make a point that there is no difference between two genders.
男人能的，女人都能。
Whatever men can do, women can.
男人有的，女人也都可以有。
Whatever men can have, women should be able to have.
男人穿的，女人也可以。
Whatever men wear, women should be able to wear.
所以男人可以，女人可以生孩子，男人我们也想办法让他们生孩子。
So women can give birth, and we will try to find a way for men to do the same.
弟兄姐妹，男女有别的这个事实。
Brothers and sisters, the fact that men and women are different.
是因为神在他的创造当中就使男人与女人有分别。
Is because in God's creation, men and women are created differently.
在第四节到第七节里面的描述，弟兄姐妹，保罗他的重点就是，你们想想，男人跟女人要有分别的。
So in verses 4 to 7, the focus of Paul's description is that men and women are different.
在当时的文化、社会风俗上面，女人是蒙头的，男人是不蒙头的。
So in their time and place, in their culture and tradition, men and women are different. Women need to cover their head.
所以外面的社会可能开始讲平等。
So even though the society, the external environment says there is equality between men and women.
而他们的所谓平等就是，那这样的话，男人也可以蒙头，然后女人也可以不蒙头。
So in their context, equality means then women don't have to cover their head, or men can cover their head.
也就是说，今天男人跟女人的穿着打扮可以是一样的，你分不出来的中性。
Yeah, in other words, men and women can wear anything they like. It's gender neutral.
但是他说，神的教会不是如此。
But Paul said, this is not the way of God's church.
男人跟女人在穿着打扮上面、言行举止上面有不同，因为弟兄姐妹反映出神在造男造女的时候是有分别的。
In God's church, men and women dress differently, they carry themselves differently, they have different conducts because God created them differently.
他一而再，再而三地说， 同样的一件事情。
Time and again, Paul hit the same point.
你女人你要不蒙头, 那你就是把头发剪掉。
So if women don't, a woman does not cover her head, then it's as well that she can cut off her hair.
你如果觉得女人光头不好看,不像样, 那你就把那头蒙起来。
If you feel like it's a disgrace to shave a woman's head, then you should cover her head.
重点不是女人该有头发还是没有头发。
Now, the point here is not whether women should wear long hair, short hair.
重点是你呈现出来的时候, 你看得出来你是一个反映出神荣耀,创造荣耀的女人, 你是一个反映出神创造荣耀的男人吗?
The point is, how you behave yourself, do you reflect God's glory in His creation of men and women?
保罗在后面他讲到男女的分别就算不是在穿着打扮上面有不同。
So later Paul mentioned that even though sometimes men and women can wear similar attire.
Even if the differences and the distinction between men and women is not in the attire, right, in your clothing, 他说，从自然的，从生理上面，我们就知道是不同的。
But naturally, we know it's different between the two genders.
这是神的创造。
This is God's creation.
这是神完美的创造。
This is the perfect creation.
这是我们属神的儿女，我们可以完全欣然的接受的。
So as God's children, we should be able to accept such difference
gladly. 今天在男女之间出现的问题。
So a lot of the problems, struggles between men and women we witness today.
不是在把两性之间的不同挪除，用人为的挪除之后能够得到解决的。
Cannot be solved after we try to manually remove or get rid of the distinction between men and women.
两性之间的冲突和伤害是当男人与女人走回到了神的创造当中而能够得到解决的。
The harm caused by the battle between the sexes can only be healed when we men and women come back before our Creator God.
神在创造男女之的这个秩序和设计当中，我们看见弟兄姐妹第三节说，男人基督是男人的头，而丈夫是妻子的头。So
in God's creation and design, as we see in verse 3, it's that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband.
和合本圣经说, 第二句话说是男人是女人的头。
So in this Chinese version of the Bible says, the head of a woman is man.
这是因为在希腊文里面, 男人、女人、丈夫跟妻子是同样一个字。
That's because in the original Greek word, man, husband, wife, woman, those are the same words.
那你怎么知道他是在讲一般的男人、女人，还是在讲丈夫跟妻子呢？
Then how do you know whether it refers to men in general, men and women in general, or wife and husband?
那你就要看他在描述这个关系的时候，他是怎么描述的。
Then you have to look at how Paul described the relationship.
这里不是讲所有的男人都是所有女人的头。
This here, it does not mean that all the men are the head of all the women.
有人读圣经错读，他说：“我今天我是男人，你们在做所有女人，你们都要臣服于我，我是你们的头。”
So some men misinterpret the scripture and say, "I am a man, so all the women need to submit to me."
这是错的。
This is wrong.
因为在这段经文里面很清楚的讲到的，男人跟女人是他们有彼此关系的，这是一个夫妻的关系。
Because here in the scripture, it's quite clear the relationship referred to husband and wife.
第八节说，你看，起初男人不是由女人而出，女人是由男人而出的吗？并且男人不是女人造，为女人造的，女人是为男人造的。
In verses 8 and 9, it says, For man was not made from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man.
这是讲到创世纪里面神创造亚当、创造夏娃这夫妻之间的一个亲密的关系。
This is in reference in Genesis when Eve was created from Adam.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
丈夫这个是妻子的头
Husband is the head of the wife
可能我们一般在教会有一些时日的人我们知道有这样一个概念
So if you have been to church for a while you are familiar with this idea
所以丈夫就说我是头我做决定你听我的就好了
So husband will say I'm the head so I make the decision you have to submit to me
或者有时候妻子就说是啊丈夫是头所以那我只好所有决定都让他去做
Or sometimes the wife will submit, yeah, husband is the head, so he's the one that makes all the decisions.
我就变成一个没有声音、没有身份，我就成为一个二等的、下等的这个在家服侍家人的这个女仆。
So then I will humbly become a voiceless, idealless maid or servant, an inferior family member.
弟兄姐妹，这是绝对的错误。
Brothers and sisters, this is absolutely wrong.
绝对的错误。
Absolutely wrong.
没有错。讲到头的时候是讲到权柄跟顺服。
Yes, when we talk about head, we refer to authority and submission.
可是你看，丈夫是妻子的这个头的关系，圣经第三节说什么？是同样是基督是男人的头。
But you see, in verse 3, it says,Just like the head of a wife is her husband, the head of every man is Christ.
不但基督是男人的头，并且什么？神是基督的头。
Not only that, the head of every man is Christ, but also God is the head of Christ.
所以，当我们在看到夫妻之间的关系，权柄跟顺服该怎么样？和神心意的呈现的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们要去看基督跟人之间的关系，我们要看神跟基督之间的关系。
So when we try to learn what does it mean by authority and submission between husband and wife, we have to look at the relationship between Christ and church and Christ and God the Father.
基督是主。
Christ is the Lord.
基督是王
Christ is the king.
基督是所有一切人的元首
Christ is the head of every man.
没有一个人是能不在他的面前要谦卑顺服的
No one cannot. Everybody has to humble down before Christ.
可是因为所以基督是有完全的权柄。
So Christ has perfect authority.
他也要求我们对他有完全的顺服。
He also commands us to submit to him completely.
可是弟兄姐妹
，But
基督是怎么样的来使用他的权柄
？How does Christ exercise his authority?
因为他是主宰。
For he is The Lord.
因为他是神
He is God.
他是在爱当中施行他的权柄，是不是？
He exercises his authority in love.
他了解我们的软弱
He understands our weakness.
他知道我们的不足
He knows our inadequacies.
他理解我们这个愿意向上，可是却常常堕落的这种
He knows we have the heart to do right.
他知道我们在生活当中的挣扎。
He understands our daily struggles.
所以主耶稣基督在爱当中，他施行他的权柄来拯救我们。
So in his love, he exercises his authority through the salvation of us.
他理解我们。
He understands us.
他亲近我们。
He gets close to us.
他认同我们。
He
identifies, he understands, he sympathizes with us. 所以在这样子以爱施行的权柄当中，弟兄姐妹，他有头，他有主的样式。
So when he exercises authority in love, he shows us the image of a head.
所以他可以要求我们对他的顺服。
And therefore, he can demand our submission.
弟兄姐妹，父神与基督之间的关系不是也是如此吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't the relationship between God the Father and Christ similar?
主耶稣基督说，我与父本来是同一的。
So Jesus Christ is equal to the one, is one with God the Father.
腓立比书第二章里面是不是说，主耶稣基督他不以与神同等为强夺的？
So in Philippians chapter 2, it says,
He does not consider having equality with God as something to be grasped. 他是与神同等的。
He's equal with God the Father.
可是他却在父神的面前顺服，甚至到死。
And yet, he submit himself before God the Father till death.
因为父神是爱子。
For God the Father loves the Son.
父神他说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
God the Father says, this is my beloved Son, who I please in.
我把我最宝贵的，我最珍惜的这位，我愿意在爱当中牺牲他的性命来成就我拯救的旨意。
I give you the sacrifice my most beloved, my most precious, so that I can I can give the human salvation.
所以主耶稣基督因为认识到父神的这样的爱，而他能够了解认识父神的权柄，他是甘心乐意在神的面前顺服。
So in understanding the love of God the Father, Jesus Christ willingly, gladly submit before him.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters.
那我应该先跟弟兄说话。
Actually, I want to speak to brothers first.
如果你不懂得顺服神，
If you do not know how to submit to God,
你就不懂得怎么样的去拥有权柄。
Then you don't know how to have authority.
因为在你的不顺服当中，就看出了你对权柄不认识。
Because in your not understanding submission, then you don't know authority.
而当你在认为你在执行权柄的时候，弟兄姐妹，你所带来的是伤害。
And when you think you areexercising your authority, all you cause is pain.
姊妹们，
sisters,
神赐给你，你的丈夫是做你的头。
God gives you your husband to be your head.
但是神把你创造成为你丈夫的一个帮手。
But God created you as the helper of your husband.
不是一个次等的人。
You're not an inferior human being.
不是一个下等的人。
You are not a lowly human being.
也不是一个没有声音的人。
You should not be voiceless.
因为你是他的帮手。
For you are his helper.
因为他需要帮助。
Because he needs help.
就是因为他烂，所以你要去帮他。
Because he's no good, so you have to help him.
他如果够好，就不需要帮手了嘛。
If he's good enough, then he does not need help.
所以你要有声音。
So you need to have your voice.
你要在顺服，以顺服的心，你去帮助，你去扶持他。
You want to submit to him by helping and assisting him.
你可以记得主耶稣基督是你丈夫的头。
You should remember that Jesus Christ is the head of your husband.
这位主耶稣基督是拯救你的主。
And this Jesus Christ is the Lord who saved you.
所以他会替你负责的。
So he's accountable for you.
你顺着他的设定，你顺着他的心意去过顺服丈夫的生活，弟兄姐妹，主会保守你的。
If you submit yourself according to Jesus Christ's design and order in submitting to your husband, then God will bless you.
今天我们最后讲到就是这第二点。
So the last point we want to make today is,
弟兄姐妹，我们不但要了解神在创造当中有他的顺序和设计。
So we not only need to understand in God's creation there is an order and design.
我们要有一个对神在顺服、权柄和平等这三方面有一个正确的认识。
We also need to have a correct understanding of God's design of authority, submission, and equality.
神在这个事在关系当中设立了权柄和顺服的必要。
So, in relationship, God established authority and submission.
可是这并不代表顺服跟权柄当中是不平等的。事实上，他们是完全平等的。
But it does not mean that authority and submission are not equal. Actually, they are equal.
你看，父神跟子他们是平等的。
You see, there is equality in God the Father and God the Son.
他们却有权柄跟顺服的什么角色的不同。
And yet, there are distinct roles of submission and authority.
神与神之间，三位一体的神是平等的，但是却在他们的关系当中有权柄与顺服的角色不同。
There is equality in the Trinity. Yet there are distinct roles of submission and authority.
同样呢
，similarly，
男人与女人在神的创造之前，人的价值、人的身份是平等的。
Similarly, in God's creation, there is equality of values, of status, of identity between men and women.
但是他却有在权柄和顺服的角色、任务托付上有不同。
And yet there are also distinct roles and different tasks of submission and authority.
弟兄姐妹，我们要回转去看神的设计和心意。
So brothers and sisters, let us return to God to see His design and His will.
因为我们一不小心就走上了人的方式。
Because it's very easy for us to follow human man's way.
人都是有罪性的。
And everyone has a sinful nature.
如果不在神的面前顺服的话，人开始有权柄了，就会犯错。
If we don't always come before God and submit ourselves to God, then we'll make mistakes when we exercise authority.
在人类历史当中，甚至今天在有些的基督徒的团体当中，男人出错。
In human history, even in Christian churches, men make mistakes.
不是因为不应该有权柄，而是他们没有照着神的心意去使用权柄。
It's not because they should not have authority. It's because they do not exercise authority in according to God's design.
你如果照着神的心意，弟兄姐妹。
If you can act in accordance to God's will and heart.
一个合神心意的权柄，男人们、弟兄们、丈夫们。
The authority that's according to God's will.
合神心意的权柄必须是要在具体的和牺牲的爱当中展现的。
The authority that is godly has to be exercised with substantial and sacrificial love.
我再讲一遍，弟兄姐妹，你作为一个男人，作为一个神的男人，你要能够施展合神心意的权柄，你要具体的，你要在牺牲的爱里面，你才能够展现这种 权柄。
Let me repeat. A godly man, if you want to exercise authority according to God's design and will, then you have to do it with substantial and sacrificial love.
你要为主做头。
You have to be a head.
那你就要带领你的妻子。
Then you need to lead your wife.
你要像主带领你一样。
Just like how God leads you.
你在生命上面受到神话语的熏陶，你的生命得到改变，你不断的在追求主。
So God's word transforms you and you build you up every day.
在你对你妻子的爱当中，你是不断的成长，不断的浇灌。
So due to your love for your wife, you also lead her to grow.
不会因为你的权柄而使你的妻子受到伤害。
You will not harm your wife because you have authority.
使她觉得她受到冷落。
So make her feel like she's neglected.
弟兄姐妹，如果你了解权柄。
Brothers and sisters, if you understand authority,
这样合神心意的权柄是带给你的妻子，带给你的家人，是带给教会保护、供应、喜乐、满足、建造、平安和祝福的。
This kind of godly authority brings your family protection, provision, joy, satisfaction, edification, peace, and blessings.
如果我们没有自己在神的面前做一个顺服的男人，
If you are not, you do not submit yourself before God,
不要埋怨你的妻子不顺服你。
Then you shouldn't complain that your wife does not submit to you.
她当然不顺服你啊。
Of course, she wouldn't submit to you.
因为她不懂得顺服嘛。
Because she does not know how to submit.
她在你的身上看不见顺服的样式。
Because she does not observe submission.In you.
同样的弟兄姐妹，合神心意的顺服是怎么样呢？
And on the other hand, brothers and sisters, what does a godly submission look like?
对一个女人来说，对一个妻子来说，对一个姐妹来说。
To a sister, a woman, a wife.
当我们在神的面前学习顺服的时候。
When we learn how to submit before God.
这段经文里面让我们看见，这样的顺服一定是在我们的信心和我们的行为上面会表现出来的。
The scripture shows us this kind of submission will be displayed in our faith and in our actions.
如果愿意首先顺服在神的话语、神的心意之下。
So if you are willing to submit first of all before God.
如果愿意开始顺服到神为我们在创造当中所设立的这个角色。
If you are willing to submit to God in His creation, in His design,
弟兄姐妹，这样的顺服会为你带来神的保守、神的供应，你生命的成长成熟，你会得到属天的智慧，你能够完全的了解，并拥有永生的盼望。
This kind of godly submission will bring God's protection, God's provision.Spiritual life growth and maturity, godly wisdom and eternal hope.
你们可以为你们的丈夫祷告。
You can pray for your husband.
你们会相信神会在你丈夫的生命当中做生命改变的工作。
You trust in God that He will transform your husband's life.
弟兄们。
Brothers.
我们要因为顺服神而让我们的姊妹们感受到这种呵护、保护和供应。
In our submission to God, we need to have our wives, have sisters feel God's protection, God's provision.
我知道我们有时候害怕，因为我们做不到。
I know sometimes we are afraid because we don't have the ability to do it.
啊，姊妹，老婆，对不起，我做不到，仰望主吧。
So we say, why my wife, my sister, I can't do it. So you have to look up to God.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以害怕。
Brothers and sisters, it's okay to be afraid.
可是同样，我们可以因为倚靠主耶稣基督，我们能够在 顺服主的这个过程当中，我们看见神借着我们供应给我们的太太。
But in the same way, if we submit to God, we can see how God protect and provide for our family.
这是会带给你满足的。
This is going to bring you satisfaction.
这是会带给你喜乐的。
This will bring you joy.
这是会使你舒畅的。
This will make you lighthearted.
This will make you feel good. 弟兄姐妹，各就各位。
So brothers and sisters, mark your place.
Yeah, take your places. It's okay. 你各就各位，然后我们预备去奔跑神赐给我们的路。
You take your places and get ready to run the race.
我们可以在这两性夫妻之间的这个争斗当中，我们可以得胜。
We can win the battle between the sexes.
神的话语，神的美好，神的拯救得胜。
God's word, God's, how wonderful God is, and God's salvation always win.
你我个人的生命，我们得胜。
Our lives, will also win.
你我的婚姻得胜。
Our marriage will win.
你我的孩子得胜。
Our children will win.
这世界上的人看到属神的人，他们就看见神的荣耀。
The world sees God's glory through your life.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own word.